form of nature. The people cower behind city walls, losing their connections to history and all hope of a better life. But six seasoned adventurers, Allegan, gnome sorcerer, Logoth, the bone-armed cleric, Mativis, Varana samurai, Nydia, hag hedgewitch, Ogan the anvil, human cleric, and Ravy, half-orc magus librarian, will be called out of retirement to battle monsters and the sickness itself, speak with the gods above and below, and separate myth from truth. Join us for the Great Old Ones.
Our party has encountered many interesting mysteries in the vault of Kalagar, including a new ally, Logoth, and a new possible ally in what appears to be a baby black dragon found by Nydia. We join our party in progress as they continue to delve deeper into the experimental vaults of Kalagar and unravel the mysteries that lie within.
Hey everybody, welcome back! Awesome to be here. Everybody's here. Actually, John Michael is not here yet. Logoth, you met him. You know who he is now, people. He has not in the game currently. I believe he is at work stuff. He will be joining us as soon as he can. So he will just be floating around menacingly in the ether until he arrives. We join the game already in session. I believe Jim's dulcet tones have caught you up. So now, let's jump into the game. We are inside of the laboratory, and Nydia has just presented Ravy with a baby otter that has black dragon wings. She has announced that it is a baby black dragon, and Ravy has said that it's dirty.
Picking up the dragon and putting them in front of my face, I'm like, I think that this is like brand new newborn baby. Sniffing them. Yep, new brand new baby smell going on here. I don't know how long they've had to actually get dirty.
Probably shouldn't play with rats.
Fun.
So Ravy just walked out the door.
Rats. So Nighty is left holding this baby black dragon. Ogan, what you doing, my friend? Are you even here right now?
Looking around for its mother.
Oh yeah. In this room, she does not appear to be here.
You want to search the rest of the tables? I know you said there were some sort of strange creatures being dissected in this room.
Yes. Okay. So you guys are in C5. Okay. So the tables, right? There's two corpses on the table that you're right next to. They seem to be of the same, almost identical goblinoid. They seem to match the other bodies in the room, including the bodies that are suspended in those crystalline chambers. It almost looks like everything's been cloned or replicated somehow. You can kind of see that there's pieces of the body that have fallen to the floor, and all that's there are very light stains or just kind of ash and dust. But it seems like the bodies that are on the table, you can actually still see fully connected pieces of tissue, blood vessels, the wetness inside of the body still seems to be fairly fresh. It seems like nothing on this table has aged in any way. And
does that go for the entire room or just the subjects on the table?
Just the subjects. Well, as you're looking around, you kind of put it together. Anything on the green stone seems to have an anti-temporal property. So anything that's touching the green stone seems to not age.
Are there any books left on the shelf? Ravy was just in this room. Did you take?
I think she took everything.
They're in my bag.
Yeah.
Okay.
You also notice that across the table there are a large collection of notes, handwritten notes.
That would be in good condition then, because they're on the table.
Yes, they are in good condition.
Well, my attention's going from the dragon to these goblinoids that are.
Well, I know Nydia has the healing background and kind of the medicinal background. I kind of like motion her to maybe take a look at these notes.
Okay.
She probably know the most about them out of the party, other than maybe Ravy.
Right.
Yeah, I would actually like to look at the notes. Is it a language that I understand?
It's an older form of Hellic. You can kind of make it out. It would be like somebody reading Victorian script. I wouldn't go as far back as, you know.
Like Shakespeare?
Right. It's there. It's heavy, but you can kind of divulge through it. It'll take you probably about 15 minutes to kind of scan everything. I can give you a deeper understanding after that point in time.
Yeah, I'll stand here and wait. Pet the dragon.
Okay.
And read and lean over and look at the notes.
Okay, so that's what Nydia is doing right now. Mativis and Allegan, what are you guys doing when you see her walk out of the room?
I just like, what's the situation?
Nydia's playing with rats. We should probably look through the other rooms.
Let's go have a look in the door then.
And I'm going to go inspect this glowing circle thing in the center.
Okay.
Not actually point. Don't touch
it, but just... Yeah.
No, don't go in there. We already determined what that was, dude. Remember? That's like the seal of pestilence in there.
I'm curious, what exactly is the nature of this symbol? Is it holding it back for a certain time? Is it a prison? Is it siphoning energy? I'm curious what exactly this unknown circle in the middle of the floor is doing.
You remember the last time you wanted to inspect something magical like that, and you released a hawk.
He's going to go look at the circle, and you guys are going to look at the door. So let's address the door first, and then I'll address the circle stuff, and we'll go from there and see what happens. It could be amusing for me. So are you guys going to open that door?
Yeah, I'm going to say don't push.
I'm behind him.
We'll go in, though.
Okay. This creature is not here right now. The green door opens to a Dawnstone room. Immediately, you smell kind of burnt flesh, hair, bone. This entire room is full of a massive pile of ash. In the center of the room is a large, 1 foot tall, 20 foot square platform that seems to be radiating heat so intense it's creating like a visual distortion. You know, when you look at like hot asphalt or like a very warm beach on a very sunny day and it makes kind of the mirage effect. That's what's happening on top of this stone plate. Either of you have any medicinal or heal knowledges? Oh yeah, that's enough. Well done. You know that this looks like crematorium, the area where they would stoke a large oven or fire, and if they didn't have the ability to bury bodies, they would just burn them. But it doesn't look like any of this ash was interned. It was just swept off the top of the funeral pyre and left. So this, you're looking at essentially a mass grave.
Let's not go in there.
Unusual for you, so I will close the door.
That works.
Ravi's scared to go in.
Listen, listen, that place didn't even smell right.
Nah, it didn't. It did not even kind of. So yeah, you guys, you look in for a second?
Nope.
Close the door. That's all.
I've had enough burning.
Let's make a note to everyone. Don't open that door.
So let's jump back to Allegan. Now, what are you looking for? I guess is my question. Because you can't just say, I mean, you could, but it's not going to get you anywhere. If you're just like, well, I'm just looking at it. What are you trying to pull from it?
We realized last time that it was from our cursory glance last time. What was it that we figured out exactly? I know it has something to do with the horsemen of plague.
Pestilence.
Yeah.
The pumpkins are being, the pumpkins are essentially growing and they are serving as a stopgap, as a, in the same way that someone would have a dome of ice over a fire or a shield of force or a cube of force. I don't know if you're familiar with any of these gaming affectations. A force field, we'll call it that. These pumpkins are basically creating a network of natural energies over this seal. And the seal, you didn't study, but the assumption is that the network of natural energies from the pumpkin is holding back something that was summoned.
So yes, that is what I want to do, is inspect this seal a bit more and find out what exactly it is and maybe
Okay.
What it was summoning.
Are you going to use anything to buff your rolls?
I don't have any spells, so I think I'm going to do a straight up spellcraft.
Don't you have a? Okay, that's cool. You have an item on you. I'm just asking if you're going to use that or not.
Oh, the book.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's. So I'll use the spellcraft, and I'll go into my spell book and see if I can cross-reference any symbols, any if I'm picking up anything recognizable, and that is only an 11.
Throw me a d20. It's definitely summoning magic. It's ancient. It's the most powerful magic you've ever seen or heard of. The sun is a matchstick in comparison to the force and power behind this spellcraft. And this is ancient. Like, it's been here for ages, and it's still radiating in wild amounts of magic. It's incredibly powerful. It's incredibly old. Something was summoned and kept here. Something small, maybe 3 feet tall. As you're kind of staring at the ground, you don't see any magical references, but there's a footprint in the soil. And as you're flipping through your spell book and it's kind of showing you the different notes, and it's all text written over top of each other, and the way that your spell book is written, you see references to goblinoid footprints. And that seems weird to you. Like, whatever was summoned was a goblin, which is different because everybody thinks of the horsemen, the four. You know, the four are the pillar deities of Maya. They're known. You know, they're powerful, and nobody's ever really heard any of them described as a goblinoid. But this is clearly like a goblinoid footprint.
And do goblins, are they typically associated with pestilence? I mean, I
no.
Hmm.
No, not even kind of. Very strange. Just that's part, kind of the oddity of it all speaks to you. It seems very different, weird.
This is going to be a shot in the dark, but works for Mativis all the time. Let's try an untrained history check. That is a 9.
No, man. Nothing.
Nothing. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to jump back to Nydia and Ogun in the lab room. What are you guys doing?
Let's say to Ogun, hey, Ogun, do you know how large adult black dragons get? Just doesn't seem like these corridors that we've been walking through are really big enough for some dragon to just wander in here and give birth to some, or lay eggs, whatever they do. I don't study dragons, so.
I was going to say, Nydia probably know better than I would. I don't even have that as a skill.
Right. And Nydia's doing the 15-minute studying of the pages. Right. So I'm like letting you guys do conversation, but then at the same time, Ogun, if there's any actions you want to take, if you're just going to stand there and wait for her to finish reading, that's cool.
No, I'll come out into the main room.
Okay.
Hey, Ogun, yeah. If it's not a dragon, maybe there's other people down here like us that brought the baby dragon down here. Maybe there's other adventurers or...
The only time I've ever seen baby dragons are around mama dragons, though, and I really don't want to incur the wrath of a fully grown black dragon if we can avoid it, so...
There was a hag in the tree, and I know we're not in the tree, but I'm wondering...
We've seen a lot of things we've never seen before down here, so...
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not 100% surprised,
maybe
but...
the dragon came out of a mirror.
It could have,
or it could have been one of these experimentations. I mean, it seems like this is some sort of laboratory.
But if you look on the ground, it doesn't seem like anyone's been doing any experimenting lately. The flesh that's dropped off is just desiccated. It's not new.
Oh, I guess my only concern is that we run into the mama dragon. She's not going to be real happy we have her baby in her arms, you know?
Or a hag who had some other plans for this dragon.
Right.
Misplaced him. I'm going to keep on looking at these notes and see what I can figure out.
I want to see what everyone else is up to. Come out here. I guess I see Allegan looking at the seal.
And then you watch Mativis and Ravy go, nope.
Open,
and then close
the
door.
And say nope. I'm saying, hey, what are you guys doing?
Found a room. Ravy won't go in. So.
No. Just don't open that door. And anybody gets close to it. Don't let them open the door.
Okay. I can do that. Should we move on to the next door?
Let's see what's behind door number 2, then.
You guys opening this up?
Yeah.
I'll join them.
All right. The green stone door opens. Inside are even more strange things. There's a large circular green stone slab that sits against the far corner. Three green stone poles jut from its surface and go up to about 5 feet in height. It looks to be some sort of containment area or observation platform where something could be chained or tethered and not have a lot of space to move around. There is a goblinoid-sized rack that is strapped to the wall with arm and feet manacles attached to it, almost like an operating table, but up against the wall. The floor around it is covered with all sorts of wards and protection magic. So all these runic lines that you see right here running across the floor, they're all sorts of ancient magics that have been drawn on the floor. There's a large green stone desk with a built-in bookshelf that's covered in notes. And if you peek around the corner, there is a green stone planter. It's about 6 inches high off the ground. And it has three plants in it, but the plants themselves look like a mixture of vinage and orcs. It looks as if somebody is growing vinage kind of trees that have been shaped and molded to look very realistically like orcs. So that's what you see when you look in the room.
That's some crazy bonsai.
Indeed.
In the runes, then, I would have to check on my wealth of arcane knowledge.
Oh, yes. You'd actually have to go in there, too. You'd have to go in to get any more information about anything that's in the, you know, that I was. This is just a cursory glance. You actually would have to go in there and inspect to get anything else.
Okay, I'll go in.
All right.
I'm going to follow because I can see a bookshelf.
You can indeed.
And I'm going to have a look at those runes. The shits and giggles.
All right. Roll for those runes. They look like very interesting runes.
I rolled a 6.
Why
is something interesting, Matthias?
I found some scribbles for you, Ravy.
Some scribbles, you say?
I think a child drew them. Ooh, look, plants.
Let me have a look.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Ravy with her 34. I love it. The runes definitely look like binding magic. It looks like whatever was put here is almost every version of a spell that one would need to put in place to hold something, hold monster, hold person, hold deity. All of these things have been kind of scrawled on the floor as if whatever small creature was racked up against this wall. They were busting out every trick in the book to try to make sure that it stayed there. Whatever it was.
Well, this seems in line with what Nidhi and I found on the other side. It looks like more of a like an experimental laboratory, you know, like somewhere they would have to, you know, if they were running tests on these things, they'd have to strap them to the wall and bind them somehow to, you know, to hold them still. I didn't realize they were growing orcs in a planter, though.
I reckon this, they might have been experimenting with the powers of pestilence. Maybe they're siphoning it off with the runic trap they've got set up outside.
Maybe, or maybe they were so adept at this like green magic that holds pestilence that they're able to use it to grow their own orcs and stuff. And they're trying to make remember we ran into that stuff before, they're trying to make a new body for Kavagar to come back. This might be part of that.
Can I hear the snippets of conversation?
Yeah, you can definitely hear the snippets of conversation.
Okay.
I'm going to let you interject, and then I'll go to Ravy and the bookshelf, and then I'm going to give Ma'at a bunch of knowledge. So that's the order of operation right now.
Okay.
Okay.
You guys might also want to know, I think they're somehow summoning goblins from this area out here, while at the same time somehow keeping the energies contained with these pumpkins. I don't know what kind of goblins they're summoning. A pestilence seal, but I don't think they were welcome invited guests.
Well, if they're summoning goblins and then experimenting on them, they're obviously trying to figure something out. I've got a nice little pool of resources.
And then they'll get rid of them in that other room. I guess the failed experiments. It's like an assembly line for goblinoids, kind of.
Before we move on, I'm looking at the plants. Are they moving at all, or are they just shaped like?
They're just shaped. Pretty... They're just shaped.
And they're still alive, the plants?
Yes. Because they're in that planner. All right, let's go to Ravy. Ravy.
Yes.
The greenstone desk. The books and notes seem to be written in a backward-scrolling script. As you're studying them, you seem to be able to make out a few notes about the horsemen, a tribe of goblins from the Festeroon Swamps known as the Goom, an experiment trying to find a way to transfer a life force from an entity to a goblinoid to a plant form to a draconic being in order to bind and empower the draconic being with some sort of control over contagions. You're going to have to spend a little bit more time looking at these books, but there's definitely some more information in here that you feel like you desperately want.
I'm going to take that time.
Okay.
Especially since you said the word contagion.
Exactly. I'm going to jump back to my...
Go ahead. I was just going to say, I don't mean to metagame, but we heard that name before.
Yes. Goom. You heard that when the Ravy was looking through the books in the first library.
Yep.
And our
little dead friend that Mativius killed.
Copa.
Why, Mativius? Why?
Shut all right.
So, Ma'at, as you're going through all of this, you start to see, like, you're putting these notes together, you're starting to kind of compile everything you see, and what you're piecing together is that there's notes from two different writers. There's notes from a writer named Kavagar, and there's notes from the writer's teacher named Charis. Charis definitely seems to be the elder of the two. In Kavagar's notes, he refers to him as his teacher, as his master, while Charis refers to Kavagar as the chosen and his ward. He also refers to Kavagar as... Can you throw me a d20? I'm going to see a couple specific things that I may or may not be able to reveal. Can we make it a wisdom check? Can you roll me a wisdom?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wisdom...
Awesome. Okay. He refers to Kavagar as the vessel. He refers to Kavagar as the rook. He also refers to Kavagar as their writer and his writer. And he seems
like R-I-D-E-R?
A rider, as in like a rider on a horse or a mount
rider
of some sort.
In the storm.
Like a rider on a storm, exactly.
Okay. Their writer, and then what else?
His writer. Yes, it seems a lot of Charissa's notes seem to be about ways to incorporate whatever Kavagar and Charissa are doing here into Kavagar. So whatever this experimentation with these goblinoids are, this cloning process they're doing, this replication of this goblin that they've found, they're trying to take its energies and figure out how to push it through plants, because if it's filtered through plants, it can be put into Kavagar. But they can't make a direct transfer of power between whatever this host body is and Kavagar itself. So that's the information that you get from this.
Just from the notes on the desk.
That's the notes on the desk, yeah.
And Ravy has all the books from the shelf.
Which were... a multitude of notes about the experimentations.
All right.
So that's what you... Go ahead.
Hey, everybody.
You look up, they're all not there.
Oh.
So let me jump back to Ravy and the books that she's finding. You guys are back down here. Okay. Ravy, you with us?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. So what you're finding out is not only are these notes referring to the Goom, but they are referring to the inhabitants of the Dawnstone Temple. Apparently they were serpent folk known as the Children of Yig, Y-I-G. These notes seem to point to a subterranean stone temple that was built to house a gateway to the realm of negative energy. Each of these gateways have something within them known as a sin well. Each sin well houses a being of considerable power. The reason that Charisse, who the only notes that you're finding in here, because when you were looking through the notes that were on the shelves in the lab room, you also found notes from both Kavagar and Charisse. The only notes in this entire room are from Charisse. It seems like this is his personal office. The only notes that you're finding in here from him also seem to talk about the Dawnstone temples were guarded by these children of Yig to prevent these beings from the abyss who can only enter the prime via these statued portals from finding their material counterparts. So he's talking in these notes about a lot of these entities, these sin beings who have corresponding living beings across the plains. And if they can be freed, they can inhabit a living entity. They basically combine with a living entity, and then that entity becomes a pawn in some sort of chess game. These notes in particular seem to really be focused on someone called Lauren the Spell Stealer.
I'm sorry. It
makes notes about an ability to steal spells out of a caster's mind. It also speaks about an ability to reverse a spell and pour it into someone's mind. So basically the ability to take spell casting from an individual and put it into an individual who may not be able to cast. It seems that all of these notes are, the end goal for these notes is to somehow transfer energy from being into Kavagar. It has a full description of this spell stealer person. She's a draconic female, humanoid draconic female, with a slash running from her above her left eye to under her right eye across the bridge of her nose. She has hair that falls in ringed curls. She has four small horns that jut up through her hair. You can kind of, being of the arcane and studying folklore, you know that she's been described as like a boogeyman. I mean, she's essentially the nightmare for casters because she can take spells out of a caster's head and they never can regain them. She can make a caster unlearn all of their magic and they can never relearn it. So that seems kind of terrifying that they're talking about it.
As if this person's real.
Exactly. And then it seems like Triss is very irritated towards the end of the notes and books that you're looking through. It seems Kavagar has left. He's talking about his queen, and he's done here, and he's done waiting. And Triss is talking about how they're making breakthroughs, even if the goblin keeps trying to escape. He thinks he's finally figured it out. And then there's a few notes of him lamenting that Kavagar has gone, he's left. And then he's packing in the notes, and then that's it. It just stops. It seems like Triss just packed up and left. There's no more correspondence, there's no more information, there's no more notes. And it seems like he left probably about a month after his notes say that Kavagar left.
I'm going to share my current knowledge with the party, but especially I would like to speak with Allegan.
Okay. So, I mean, you guys can all come back out here and have a chitty chat.
Yeah.
Unless Mativis wants to keep playing with the orc plants.
Oh, I wanted to ask them if they remember when we saw those on the scabbard. She was one of the seven on the scabbard, wasn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
The one we left behind.
Y'all, I read some notes from someone named Triss, who was Kavagar's teacher. And Triss kept on calling Kavagar different names. And one of them was the rook, as in, like, either a crow, but it's also a chess piece.
Like the chessmen we encountered earlier.
Yeah, is this like, could this be the same time period? I wish Logoth was here.
And
he's here in dark spirit.
Yeah, he is. Goblin. He'd probably be like,
guys, in this other room, they looked more like warm-up experiments. Like, they were attempting to do something?
Yeah. They're trying to... They're cloning these goblins so that they can put their essence or their energy into a plant. And by doing that, then for some reason, that will allow Kavagar to take in that energy.
Like a host.
Yeah.
Like a host organism for his spirit.
But what would the goblins have that Kavagar needed? And why does it have to go through plants?
I'm going to propose something very outlandish, but please stick with me on this.
I'm ready.
We've got a summoning circle that is attuned to pestilence, and it's being used to summon one creature in particular, a goblinoid creature, it looks like. We got a room where they're experimenting with goblins, taking their essence and channeling them through plants to give Kavagar some kind of energy. I think Pestilence might be a goblin.
Well, that wouldn't be so surprising, would it?
Yeah.
I don't know, they're pretty goblins foul to begin with.
Well,
they can be jerks, but they're still sentient creatures.
You guys had trouble believing that a 1,000-year-old legend came walking out of a mirror. I didn't know what to expect.
I have let go of a lot of expectations.
Well, the only thing that I have to interject with is it goes from the plant to the draconic energy, correct?
Correct.
So therefore, I don't think it was going to just be in a goblinoid.
What if they're trying to find not only a host for Kavagar, but a host for Pestilence itself?
That feels like the missing piece.
That's what I'm expecting.
Like, I mean, Pestilence probably doesn't... Well, I mean, Pestilence is like an eternal spirit. Doesn't it need a physical host to manifest on this plane?
Well, that's what I'm saying, is they want to take Pestilence from this goblin and put it into Kavagar. Mm. And well, I'm willing to bet our new winged friend over there might have been an experiment as well, just the other end of it. I mean, if they're taking energy out of a goblin, they're not just going to start randomly putting them into Kavagar. They're going to want to see what happens. They were going to want to make sure that their little prized, you know, war child head isn't going to explode as soon as they put this goblinoid energy into it.
So you think they were going to put it inside of a baby dragon?
They take schmuck goblins, pull their schmuck energy out of them, and put it into baby dragons just to see what happens. Slowly work your way up, and then once you've got Pestilence and you've got Kavagar and you have an experiment that works, you just got a recipe for success.
I'm starting to think we already passed Mother. Remember when we were coming in?
Oh, the skeleton, right.
And we came past a very gigantic skeleton of a dragon who was probably coming after their child. Not sure. Just saying, I don't think Mom is around anymore.
This feels like the end of the episode of Scooby-Doo where
they pull the mask off.
But how can this baby dragon be here right now? Their mama...
Well, the green stone has temporal abilities, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if it had been trapped in that green stone nursery this whole time, it wouldn't have aged. It would still be a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Then how come they're alive now? What did we do, or what did someone else do to make this baby dragon?
That baby dragon's probably been alive for thousands of years in that green stone room as a baby and never aging because of the temporal properties of the green stone. That'd be my guess. That's the smartest dragon ever.
Looking on the map we're standing on, are we standing on green stone?
As you look at the grass, you realize that the grass is essentially a non-hardened version of green stone. And thinking back onto all of the pieces of green stone, the reason that it has these non-Euclid patterns and these weird chippings is because it looks like the hardened, compressed version of the grass you're standing on is what they were making the green stone out of. So like this would...
A bale of green hay?
Exactly.
Petrified grass.
Petrified green grass that was grown in this room.
Well, at least they won't be waiting for us for the Lord of Chains for a long time, because we have progressed in time. Man.
Because why?
Because we time haven't progressed in been... time.
Yeah.
Well, time no, us, we just not... haven't. I just think we haven't aged.
Oh.
We haven't been outside, so therefore, time is still existing outside of us, but whatever is going on inside of here, it's everything seems to have stand. Have come to a still.
And Nydia, with the nature vibes that you have and the beaded bracelet that's imbued in your skin, as they're starting to talk about this in the party, you start to put together that that's the uncomfortable feeling you've been having while you're in here. It's not that you're not sleeping and that you're unwell. It's the normal ebb and flow of the biorhythms of the day and nature and night and dawn is not happening, because inside of this place, whenever you make contact with the green stone or around the green stone, it's not allowing you to age.
Oh, that's giving me the creeps. I shiver.
Yeah.
I could stay here and read all day.
Pretty much, yeah. And then you step on your glasses. I had all the time in the world.
Listen, favorite Twilight Zone episode, okay? But yeah. I'm not that dumb.
We could just be the great ones and not the great old ones.
Ah!
I'm just saying, wear glass straps if you're smart.
Just go get more glasses.
Because everybody's gone and
everybody's
dead.
Gone but you, so...
No one's gonna stop you from shopping, buddy.
Exactly. So what are you guys doing? Matevis, what are you doing in this room still?
I give the glass a tap. Gunk, gunk.
You give the what a tap?
The glass.
Oh, okay.
The
planter? Inside the planter? Yeah.
You say it's glassed, yeah?
Yeah, it's glassed up. So you tap on it, and a little bit of pollen falls from the orc growth, and you kind of take a step back, and your stomach lurches a little bit, because you recognize that that's the pollen that causes the sickness.
I knew it!
Okay, I will leave the room and close the door and go, the sickness plant's in there. Shit.
Now we know why the sickness.
Mightya rushes
they
in there.
They might have made the sickness.
I have been saying that. Haven't I been asking that several times?
Mm-hmm.
What did we say about not touching things?
It was behind glass.
Look, this worked out.
I've been thinking about
this to solve the world's greatest mystery.
As Lydia touches this dragon and pets this dragon, look, I've been giving this some thought. We have been doing this a long time, and we can't do much investigating or finding out what the problem is or slaying the bad guy if we don't touch something.
Don't gotta touch everything.
Not everything.
This has just been
solved. Not everything, but some things. Like, and Nydia wanders in here.
Go check your pollen. Yes. I want to brainstorm a little bit more with Ogan and Allegan.
Okay.
In reference to the notes that I found, to see if we can cross-connect anything further, especially with the spell stiller. As far as, I believe, whatever they were trying to accomplish, they did accomplish, because Triss left, so.
You said Kavagar left as well, right?
Yeah, first.
Did they accomplish their goals? Did they transition Pestilence into Kavagar?
No, not at the time. Kavagar left because of his queen. There's no other reference to a queen that we've come across so far.
That's the only one.
That's the only one that I've seen so far. Yep. Mm-hmm. So this reference to a queen means that Kavagar left for somebody who meant something very important to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, go ahead.
Triss is the one that was looking for the spell stealer?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And that was after Kavagar left?
Yes.
Anton, is this circle still holding something?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure what Triss was trying to accomplish was completed when Triss packed up and left. Or at least it was close enough to completion that they needed the spell stealer to either finish what they had started without Kavagar, or they were going to meet up later to continue and try again.
And can I see, you said there were some footprints. Can I see, are they going anywhere, or are they just...
No, it looks like they're walking around. Well, are you looking in the soil?
Yeah.
You find a lockpick. That's about it.
Yeah, might be useful. I'll pick up the lockpick and slip it into my pocket.
If the sickness came from the goblinoids, was transferred into the plants then produced the sickness, the pollen that is now germinating off of the goblin energy. Oh, I hope we don't have a huge sick dragon running around.
Well, my concern is that they, again, succeeded in what they're doing with pestilence.
Ravy, check your notes. Go ahead, Maddie.
And that... So I'm wondering if this plague is a precursor to them getting what they wanted, or if it's a result.
I mean, that's something for you to decide, man.
Evil cult and evil cult, guys.
I'm kind of outsourcing this idea to see if anybody else...
They seem to have achieved their goal. They found a host for Kavagar, and then Kavagar left. That's what we've found so far, right?
Well, yep.
I think Kavagar was the host.
Right, but I mean, they found it, so we're going to be looking for some sort of goblinoid that has Kavagar inside him?
Goblinoid, plants, and then Kavagar.
Okay, everybody roll a wisdom check. I've got a number. If you guys, as a group, match the number, I will give you a rundown. Oh, it looks like you're...
Congrats!
I mean, the detective knocked it out, and then we got... Okay, Jim literally put you over, barely.
Sorry, guys, I'm the one that's sick.
Thanks, Jim!
Yeah, I'm glad I could help with my mighty seven.
This is the order of events as you all remember them as a group. I'm not going to give you any details about any of this. You will have to remember what you can remember. But this is the order of events as things you have found them so far. A dragon is born to a feathered serpent. The dragon is different because it can't be traced. The dragon is reared by a Rakshasa. The Rakshasa and the dragon study all forms of plant life and magic. The dragon, named Kavagar, falls in love with something that the Rakshasa has found and summoned in order to help transfer magic from one entity to another entity, to steal that magic and put it from one thing to another. The dragon professes its love for its queen, who has left and goes to follow her. The dragon cannot be traced. The master now needs to find its disciple. The master decides to look for the spell stealer. The master leaves. That's the chain of events.
So either the spell stealer is the queen, and also queen referencing chessmen.
Wondering if any of those, if that dragon is the moving target on the map.
But that can't be, because they can't be traced. I'm holding a baby dragon.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Could this be Kavagar and the Queen's dragon? Or...
Could be Kavagar still.
Could be.
Could he seem
a Kavagar's clone?
Well, Kavagar already left. Kavagar left for his queen. Regardless of the energies being transferred, the energies went goblin, plant, and draconic.
You're there. You have it.
Please don't tell me you're holding baby pestilence.
Oh my gosh.
Your cute little pestilence. Boy, it is dirty.
We've got a room that might help.
I can't do that with doubt.
Well, like, you're definitely not taking it out of this place. That is too dangerous to get out.
That breaks my heart to leave them here alone. They've already been alone for so long.
I don't think Chris would have abandoned Pestilence here.
Unless you didn't know it was here.
In the draconic energy? Yeah.
So the...
Like, all these... This event happened over... Wait. 1,000 years ago, remember, guys?
Wait. They summoned something that can take power from one thing into another.
Yes.
That Kavagar worshipped as a queen.
We don't know that, do we?
Wasn't that the conclusion that we all came to? Is that whatever this thing was, Kavagar fell in love with it, and Kavagar fell in love with the queen that he went to go find.
And left.
Because the queen left. The queen was here. The queen was also summoned.
The queen can take power from one thing and put it into another. The queen left. Kavagar left to follow her. Triss wanted to find Kavagar, but he can't find Kavagar. So who does he go find to find Kavagar?
The spell stealer, because...
The queen that he was going to follow.
Because he can't track Kavagar.
And you found mention that these statues summon these sinful creatures that can take a physical form, right?
And she's half draconic.
Right, but remember up on the very first floor we found that statue?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Near a scabbard with all the sinful representations on it.
Yes.
So, now I gotta go look through my notes. Lauren was summoned from that statue on the first floor.
It was Lauren that came out of there?
And Lauren
is the spell stealer.
Spell stealer, who was helping Kavagar and Triss to transfer power. She either took the power for herself or left for another reason.
Or she's Kavagar, the queen.
I'm pretty sure she's the queen, because she was imbued, because she's draconic.
I love you guys so much. I'm really trying to build up to something here, and you take my
feet from
under me.
It's because you're but a wee bit...
No, it's called narrative prose.
You're a wee bit close to us, that's all. We're just a little bit taller in the conversation.
Go ahead. You're there. Get it out.
Lauren is the queen. She is the one that Kavagar and Triss summoned. Kavagar fell in love with her. I think it's possible she took the power of pestilence for herself and fled. Kavagar went after her because he has some kind of weird dragon crush on her. And Triss, being pissed off that both of these people basically stabbed him in the back, are trying to find them. But the only one that he can track is Lauren.
Shall I play your dun 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 dun, dun, dun music?
You gonna hold a compass above your head now, Maddie?
So there, Nydia does a big sigh of relief, loosens up a little bit, pets the dragon, and is grateful that
Nydia still doesn't mean that whatever they were transferring around didn't get transferred into the baby.
Also a true statement.
It just means that
we
won't know what manifests if we leave this area.
But they're probably not pestilence, if Allegan's right.
I don't mean to step on your reveal, but this explains the Archangel, too.
Really? How come?
Yes, very much so.
It also could explain why Mr. Lord of Chains wants us to come over there. Because did he say that something was coming out of the door, or that something was coming through the door? Remember, the reason we're going to see this guy is because he said something was happening with the door in mind that we were in.
Yeah,
I'm trying to remember if he said that something was coming out of the door or something was coming through the door. Because we don't know which way they're going through this door. If pestilence is out there and there's something big and powerful on the other side of that door, or there's something that they want on the other side of that door.
Well, remember also, this happened thousands of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
As far as time's concerned. And if we have a root source right now for the sickness, it left when everybody else left this place.
And that's when the sickness started.
Well, and the thing that escaped the tomb upstairs, that happened not too long before we got here. Because
exactly.
Have you still got that map? Because that map was tracking it.
Yeah.
And if that's going towards the door, that's going to be going towards the village, right? So home might be in trouble while we've been stuck down here. So please check that map and see where that thing is right now.
The map is all the way back up on the first floor.
No, we grabbed it.
No, yeah. Ravy's got the wood map.
It's,
yeah.
it's with me in my bag. I took it.
Yeah.
She has it.
Where is it then?
Where's the thing? When touching things comes in handy.
You're the one that keeps saying, don't touch things.
Don't touch I'm going to burn into your skin or make monsters appear things, but the more sensical track things on a map things.
And just tapping glass.
So when you do it, it's sensical.
Yeah, tap it. Tapping glass.
I assume a monkey tapping on glass tied this all together.
Well, this makes more sense now, I guess, for why we saw the chess pieces and the armor earlier. But anyway, let me go ahead and pull out this wonderful handcrafted magical map that I touched that does not try to kill us yet.
So you pull out the map, you reactivate it, the ley lines move across it, making the kind of non-Euclid grid pattern. The two dots that were stabilized, that weren't moving, they have not moved. One was near a swamped area, one was near a rock outcropping. The one dot that was moving relatively quickly towards the coast, it's not on the map anymore.
Well, I know it's not Kavagar, because we can't track Kavagar.
But if he's with the queen and you're tracking the queen, then you'd be tracking him by proxy, wouldn't you?
That is correct.
And again, though, if Kavagar's looking for the queen, surely you would know this map is in this place. He would have took it. So it might not be the queen.
This map wasn't in this place. This map was in the druid home that was built over...
over top of this place.
Right.
Well before...
And was younger.
Yeah, much younger.
Ah. Oh, yeah.
Did that druid... That druid maybe would have come down here at some point and maybe figured all this stuff out themselves.
Well, most of the rooms we came in have been undisturbed.
I'm going to say that druid got killed by the thing it seemed to have released.
Or the druid already knew what was going down here and made the map to keep an eye on them.
Like, the druids were there ages ago. So if they had been down here, any of the evidence of them being here might have been covered over time.
I think the Kavagar stuff happened like even before the druids though, right?
Yeah.
The sickness was the exile of the druids.
That's what we learned from the books.
Mm-hmm.
So when Kavagar split with the queen, that's when the sickness started. And that's when the druids were exiled.
How do we know that?
Well, you just
that's
said
the
that.
Last time anybody had heard of him.
Yeah. As far as, like, history is concerned.
The last time anybody knew of druids was when the sickness started.
Outside of fairy tales.
Right.
So the hag upstairs is either releasing it on purpose and getting killed, or just exploring and happened to get shit luck.
It seemed like they really knew what they were looking for, though.
I say we check the rest of the rooms and then continue on, because it's obvious that we need to get out of this place so that we can...
It would have been an awfully...
plans.
It would have been an awfully weird coincidence for a hag with that particular scabbard to just happen into the tree. They knew why they were here, it seems like.
That seems
time
like a good...
seems to be different down here. Do you reckon it'd be worth grabbing Gregory before we continue further? Maybe in a montage that happens.
We're gonna be walking back a couple of days.
Yeah, it'd probably be about a day for you to get back to.
I say Gregory's good where he's at. We can probably meet up with him and his hawk staff later on.
Nobody owl has staff. Message.
Sorry.
If that's a thing.
Well, in we did leave a message with him to told him to wait for us.
Yeah. And who knows? Maybe he's talking the omnipotent douche archangel dude to death.
I'd love to hear that conversation.
if that guy meant us harm, Gregory's definitely dead because he would have walked out there and got smushed.
No, the owl was protecting him, remember?
Yeah, he's fine.
He should be okay.
He couldn't come past the barrier of the owl.
That is true.
But now that we have the contacts, we really should book. I think we should book toward the Lord of Chains to find out what the hell's going on.
I don't know. I think this makes the Lord of Chains even more suspect now.
Really? A demon being suspect? That's a
possession. Oh, wow. Gee. Roll me another nine.
We're already kind of suspicious.
Roll me another nine. I love it. All right. So what room next? Are you going
to... I'm really stressing out trying to figure out, I feel like the answer to curing the sickness is here. Did all the books get taken out of this room?
I did not remove the books. Most of it was notes.
Yeah, everything in here is personal journals. And accounts. Yeah.
So those weren't of importance to me.
There does look like there is information that is missing, like tomes that have been taken out. And when Ravi explained that it looks like Triss left, he probably took those notes
with
him.
The most important ones.
Yeah. And you feel like if this glass is broken, you're all ground zero.
Yeah. Does it have a lid on it?
Yeah, it's enclosed, but it's one of those things where you feel like you don't want to go swinging anything in that room.
Yeah.
Because that glass breaks, and, I mean, you guys are, like I said, ground zero.
Okay, grab the books and get out of the room.
I can't grab the books, and I trust Ravi, but when she looked through them, she didn't see anything of import.
Well, it was all important, but I told you everything, so...
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Which one? What room is next, my friends?
Mativis, I'm going to let you go first.
Double up in this room now.
Alrighty.
I don't want to go near the sickness room.
Did you close the door?
Yeah, I'll close the door. I'll close that door.
The room is littered with skeletons. They all seem dead where they have fallen. Bits of holy vestment cling to the bones of each of them. Three things stand out aside from the corpses. There's a large four-pillared structure that sits in the middle of the room, supporting a huge green tent-like canopy. The canopy blocks all light, casting the area in utter darkness. This is the first darkness you've seen in this place, aside from the small ball in the center chamber that ended up being a little baby dragon. A large red sword sits on the floor near one of the fallen bodies. It's clearly masterwork and radiates with positive energy. Underneath the canopy, there is this thing. It looks like a skeleton human torso coated in liquid shadow, as if somebody poured a thin black silk over a human torso skeleton. So it clings to it, making kind of like this cowl, but you can kind of see through it and see there's something unearthly underneath it. The light from its eyeless skull kind of follows you as you move, Mativis, and it looks at you as you open the door, and it says,
"Are you one of Triss's morsels or one of Kavadar's foolish brides?"
"Neither."
"What brings you to this place?"
"What brings you?"
It motions to the pillars.
"I am clearly a prisoner here. I wish to be free. Will you free me?"
That's not what did you do? Really in the cards today.
I lean over to Ravi and say, "I think this might be a sin well."
I want to usher Alagana closer and go, "Hey, man, do you know Mage Hand? Do you know Mage Hand, man?"
Yes.
You want the sword, don't you?
Of course I want the sword.
Yeah, I don't think that sword weighs 5 pounds.
No, it weighs way more than 5 pounds.
Does anyone know levitate?
Here's my question, though.
Yes.
Does that sword look like it would fit in that scabbard from the top floor?
No.
Okay.
So the sword knows levitate. They could levitate the sword and you can mage hand it.
Are you? Some sticks to the wall, some just falls right off.
If you let me out or kill me, you can have all of the treasure in this room. There's plenty of treasure in here. Many things that you might want.
Who are you? Don't free them.
My name is Oob.
Oob? Oob of what?
I am of the Shadow Plane. I am Oob. I am an Oob. I have been bound here. This Rakshasa summoned me. He tried to convince me to blind a bunch of goblins. It turned out to be one goblin. There was a pumpkin on the goblin's head for some reason. I don't really know what was going on. Now I'm stuck here. I would like to leave. I can fight you and try to kill you. You can just kill me.
I can just close the door.
Door.
So if you're going to start threatening us, we could just close the door and leave.
I'm asking you to kill me.
I hear that.
Or at least just let me out.
We...
Oob.
Don't do it.
We are not trusting inanimate objects in this place. We're definitely not going to be trusting you.
Also, Oob, why are there so many dead skeletons around you?
I had to eat something. Kavagar fed me priests and clerics.
Is there any consistency to the holy vestments on the skeletons?
Seems to be from all different religions and sects. Those that walk, those that don't, those that watch. The outer deities are even represented. There's a deity with a gray troll face on it you don't even recognize. There's just a lot of random stuff in here.
Why didn't you just not eat?
Because I'm hungry and there's nothing else to do. I get bored. I eat. I just want to leave. I'm stuck here. I've picked literally everything off these bones. I can't move into the light. I'm stuck. I can't come out from underneath this tent.
Well, I think you're going to stay there a little bit longer.
So if we cut the tent away, he's going to be gone. It'll kill him because of the light, right?
It will hurt horribly, but it will kill me, yes.
Oob, can I have just a moment to speak with my companions?
I've been here for eternity, by all means.
Excellent.
I
kind of
step
back away from the door.
I think this is a sin well, where beings of power, if they're freed, they're going to inhabit someone. Don't let them free.
Let it free? It's a weird, creepy, dead shadow that's been eating priests and priestesses and everybody else. Why would we consider letting it go?
Good, we're on the same page.
Just cut the tent, it'll kill it.
No, you don't want to kill it. You just want to close the door and pretend like we didn't have any conversations with it.
Nobody knows the trouble. Oopsies.
Oh my gosh.
Nobody knows whose sorrows.
I don't understand why you wouldn't want to just kill it.
Because it's darkness. It's from the plane of darkness.
Well, let's send it back there.
No!
I killed a bunch of my brother clerics. Look at all these guys.
Yeah, exactly, and I understand that. But it's going to probably eat and kill more clerics if we do kill it. Go back to the plane. It'll have whatever power it had before all over again.
Knowledge plane rolls?
Sure.
Yeah.
Great.
I'm going to do that, too.
That's a 19.
Yeah, oh, wow. What do you want to know?
Never mind, then.
I mean, it's an Oob. It's from the elemental plane of shadow. It hates light. It exists in darkness. It's an intelligent being. It's an omnivore. It can learn spellcraft. It's sentient.
If we kill it, it's not... It just dies, right? It's like anything else from another plane.
It'll go back to its home plane. It's like unsummoning it. Yeah, it'll go back
to its home plane. Yeah, they go back to home planes when they die.
Yeah.
But Ravy, when you read about the sin wells, doesn't it sound like it's collecting the negative energy? And if they stay here, this well could still be collecting negative energy, which seems like a bad thing.
It could be doing a lot of things. All I know is there's a very positive energy coming from that sword that's not far enough away from it to kill it or be close enough to it for it to kill itself. But it's there. It's like it's tempting it almost.
And us.
Can the sword be... Hold on, real quick. Can we grab the sword without going into the shade?
Yeah. You can grab everything in the room without going into the shade. Everything's outside
of
the shade.
So are all those bones.
But, yeah, exactly. It can still reach outside of the shade. We don't know what type of magic this thing has.
That's why I propose the genius plan of cast levitate on the sword, mage hand, to pull the sword closer. Ravy, you've got loads of books. I want a little summer.
Guess what you're not getting? Any of my books.
I don't want your books. I want the sword.
I don't know levitate.
I know levitate. But I'm not using it here.
Is it on your sheet?
I know I don't have any rope.
That's funny. You'd think that we are old school adventurers. We'd know to bring a rope, but none of us did.
Look how smart we are now. But we also had to all redo our sheets, so we don't know if rope was there.
Whoops.
Just say.
Oop, did you say you were brought here to blind or blind?
You open the door? You crack open the door.
Oh, you guys had closed the door?
Yeah. We closed the door to talk to you.
I just stepped away from the door.
Why would we leave it open so we could hear the whole conversation? He's singing in there.
You open the door?
Yes.
Hello, friend.
Hi. I think I misheard you. Did you say you were brought here to blind or bind a goblin?
Blind. Apparently, whatever the Rakshasa was doing with this goblin or its clones or whatever, it was trying to blind him so that he wouldn't run away, or if he ran away, it would be more difficult to find him. But even my magics, which are incredibly powerful, even they weren't able to blind this little creature. Yes, are you going to kill me or...
Creature? Where did it go?
Oh, they would bring it in and make me cast spells on it, and it just seemed to take the spells and...
Take the spells, huh?
Yeah.
Where have we heard this before?
Now we know where that energy went.
So did you use all your spells on it?
Every ability that I had, I cast on this goblin. And then this woman, this draconic female, came and stripped most of my abilities away.
So you don't have much left?
No. She tried to infect me with something, but it's substantial. When she passes his hand through his chest, I can't really be infected with anything, so it didn't do much good.
What sword is that?
I have no idea. I ate him ages ago.
Do you remember what he looked like, or if he had a name?
Kind of humanoid. His name was Stop Biting Me.
Sounds pretty good. Do you mind if we take the sword to look at it for a few moments, and then we'll consider if we'll kill you?
I mean, I would really like to leave. Please, can you just figure out how to get me out of here?
Listen, we have a deal here where we want the sword, and then we're going to consider killing you.
That's fair.
Okay. Mativis, you're up.
Mativis, what are you doing?
My tail taps Ogun on the hand. Like, hold on to my tail.
Okay.
If I draw my sword, and can I reach the sword with my sword to kind of like pull it towards me?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, let's go for this bad plan. Let's go. I try and do that.
Okay, yeah. After some very like some pulse pounding, sweat on the back of your neck, swelling of music, staring back and forth at Oob underneath the shadow moments. You get the sword out of the room.
Imagine the music at the beginning of Raiders when he's trying to put the bag of sand on
it. That's literally what I was thinking, too. Exactly. you get the sword out, and he's like,
okay, you have the sword now. There's lots of other stuff in here, too. There's like a ring and some other things. Can you figure out how to get me out of here?
That would be awesome. One moment, and I close the door.
Okay.
What's this sword?
I can just blast him from the doorway, you guys.
Yeah, I could too, with a holy smite.
How about we not return the evil plane spirit back to the plane,
where they will be free?
You just want to leave him in there to fester forever? Isn't that, I don't know, more evil?
Yeah, I mean, if he's back in the shadow plane,
we've already taken one evil out of a mirror and doesn't love the Feyward, but that doesn't matter. We've already done one.
Well, hang on. Before we do decide, we could ask him about Captain Chains, because he might be able to fill us in with some information.
Well, we already made one deal with him, which was...
Plane of Shadow isn't the same as...
Yeah, it's a different plane.
Yeah, different plane. Demons come from different places.
I just don't understand what the downside is to sending him back to the Shadow Realm. Because, I mean, he'll be on a different plane. He won't be messing with us anymore.
Friend?
Well?
I wouldn't call us friends.
You eat people. You can't call us friends.
She eats people.
Who's she?
Just say that.
Yeah, he says she eats people and points at Nydia.
That's fair. That's fair.
That's for... People ask for help. They're desperate, and they love their infants, and they want to raise them, and I provide a service.
And I'm stuck on a plane that I don't want to be on, and the only thing that's been fed to me are these holy men that are supposed to be, I don't know, convincing some goblin to give up his deityness to some angry teenage dragon child.
2 points, and now I'll be quiet in the argument, okay? First of all, if we kill him and send him back to the Shadow Plane, he's not going to be able to hurt us or anyone that we know, because he's going to be on the Shadow Plane.
And trapped there? Would he be trapped there?
Well, it'd at least take me 24 hours to reconvene to the prime material that I've been stuck here for so long. Honestly, why would I come back? It doesn't behoove me to come back here.
But you could come back, correct?
Yes, but why would I come? I don't want to bother you people. I'd like to leave.
He's got Shadow Plane stuff to do. My second point would be this. Would it hurt us to have an ally in the Shadow Plane at some point that we could call on?
You think after this discussion...
You make a very fair... That's a good point. That's a good point. I like your point.
Let's throw me a sense motive real quick.
Yeah.
That's only a 10.
Yeah. He doesn't appear to be trapped.
But does he appear sincere?
Yeah. I mean, he almost sounds... he sounds desperate and...
All right, fine. Then you have to make another deal with us. If we send you back to the Shadow Plane, you have to promise to... help us in every way that we ask you if we ever run into you again.
There's an old thing called a boon. If we grant you this boon,
then I will owe you one in return. Yes, I agree to this.
Also, don't eat any more priestesses.
How about just people, humanoids? Don't eat any more humanoids.
Yeah, just stop eating people.
Okay. Well, can we?
No.
Humanoids.
You have to agree.
A question. Yeah.
Okay.
Ghoul flesh, they're humanoids. Liches, they're humanoids. Mummies, they're humanoids. Vampires.
Oh, no, you can eat liches, vampires, definitely liches, definitely ghouls, definitely zombies, vampires.
That would be like the Shadow Plane version of being, you know, ovo vegetarian.
If you're in.
How about nothing from the prime material that's living?
Okay.
That's fair.
That's fair. That's fair. Very fair.
Okay.
All right. Are we striking a deal for the spoon?
I have 100% agreement.
Okay.
I feel like we're doing the worst thing possible.
Okay.
With my sense motive of a 3, I am totally all for this plan.
Allegan already casted Scorching
Ray. Yeah, you incinerate it.
Yeah, it's positive gone. Energy.
Yeah, you do times... Light does times 4 damage to
Jesus.
It. Yeah.
Is that a crit?
And you crit it.
And you crit it.
So 34 times 4 damage. Point blank to this thing's chest. You literally just poof. It's vapor.
Kind of blew up this room.
And it goes,
thank you.